over there and do some praying and everything. I'm not in to make a decision. I said, Lord, let me please hear this man what he's saying, because if he really need help, we want to help, because we took some food over there to a guy one time who was over in that restaurant, you know, and he really thanked us and he really needed it. And we got a chance to say a few thanks to him. But, you know, this is the world we're living in. And so we're going to stand up and let's pray for Ron. Yes. Now, because, you know, if he's a child of God, like he say he is, there are truck drivers all out there. So let a truck driver show him mercy and take him east where he want to go. And get, you know, send him some help. He ain't got to be caught in churches getting money from churches. I told him, I said, I ain't going to tell you now I'm going to give you no $50. I'll tell you that. But I'm going to pray for you. I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm just thinking, if he's a child of God, the righteous never forsake him. Now that's what the Bible say. Or seed begging bread. Hello. And if he's a child of God, that scripture applies to him too. So we're asking God, if this man is true, his name is Ron, if he's telling the truth, let somebody show him mercy. Some truck driver that's going, he got a Keith, what is your thing, 304 or 504? 304, your telephone thing. Virginia, 304, ain't it? This dude got a 304 area code. 304, I'm looking, 304, I said, that's Keith's area code. So he say he going back to Virginia, but it's a truck driver going that way. It's a truck driver going that way. And so we are asking God, that's all really for real now, because he might be for real. And he might not. So I'm asking you, Father, to touch Ron. I'm asking you to show mercy. Somebody, because trucks come in there. What he talking about, I think I know what he's talking about. They come in there to gas up. So I'm asking you for that truck driver that's going east or wherever, west or wherever that is. You, Lord, help him. And give somebody, give him favor with some truck driver to drive him where he got to go. And if he's not telling the truth, you get a hold to him. You get a hold to him. Because to play with the churches, you're going to be in bad trouble now. You're going to be in bad trouble now. But give us understanding as leaders to know when to help and when not to help and what to do. Don't let us let your children be out there. But I just don't feel, Father, in my heart that this man is really truthful. I just don't. So I'm asking you, Lord, to give him a way to, if he got to go, he may not even got to go to West Virginia. But if he got to go to West Virginia, give him favor in Jesus' name. I think we're living in the last day. I said, we're living in the last day. And we want to, let's praise the Lord for the service we done had so far. Thank you, Lord. We're living in the last day. I tell you, I won't go into that, but however, I want to just thank you all for prayer. And y'all be praying for one another. I thank God for Keith coming home. And I'll be looking, and there are some changes. There has been some few changes. I say, oh, okay. Oh, okay. So I know God is touching him and healing his mind. God is healing your mind, son. I know he is. And I just want to thank him for doing it. It don't happen overnight, but I can see it happening. I can see it happening, and I just want to thank the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank him. I say, I just want to thank him for what he's doing for you. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask brother, he's a preacher on the fourth. If the fifth Sunday, then he takes the fifth Sunday. So he took the first. He said, you got something? I said, oh, no. You preach today, you know. Amen. So I believe the Lord going to bless me today. I need blessing. I need to be preached to too. You know, praise the Lord. So we want to keep praying for Brother Al, because I know he loves God. There's one thing I know. I believe he loves God. I didn't say he had a halo yet, but he loves the Lord. And I don't see no halos nowhere, teacher. But I just want to thank the Lord for Brother Al and for his wife. Did you get my text? Okay. Is it, can you get some more? You have any more? Okay, good. Okay. And so at this time, we want to bring Brother L. Just get the Lord a clap offering. And Brother L, let the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Let us prepare our tithes and our offerings at this time. And while you're doing, I'm going to give a testimony. How you feel this morning? church. I called my wife to church. Christ say, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So I said, church. Last night, while you're preparing your tithes and offering, last night, well, she's been going through this cough. I mean, just been coughing like she's going to lose her breath or pass out. So, man, I don't know if it was last night or early this morning. She went to the bathroom. I'm like, man, I ain't going to get no sleep. I got to get up in a few minutes. So when she come out, I'm slapping some oil. I'm going to pray for her. So she came out, and I said, Twan, you got some oil? She said, yeah, I got some. And we touched and agreed. Boy, we came against that thing. She coughed a little bit, but, man, I tell you, I didn't hear nothing else but. I said, thank you, Lord. So I thank God for touching my wife this morning. And I should have asked her to give her her voice. But, man, that coughing was really getting to not just me, but to us. I mean, my God. But I thank the Lord for hearing our cry. I thank the Lord for letting us, giving us a mind to step on out there and just believe God, you know, in spite of what we're going through. You know, we just got to have God for everything that we need. Everything that we're going through, we're going to need God. Today I'm going to pay attention for a little bit. And try to hold your attention a little bit. I'm going to be in Jeremiah. I'm going to bless the offering. But I'm going to be in Jeremiah. And this, we know that this is a prophet that God rose up to speak to the people concerning what they were doing, concerning their sins. And I've been in Jeremiah. It seems like every time I open up the Bible, I'm in one of the prophets. So I try to stay in the prophets and not try to find something of my own. I said, Lord, if this is what you want me to preach, then you confirm it. So I believe God confirmed it. And I just thank him for it. Has everybody had the chance to give? Okay, we're still waiting on some people. Also, I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to speak to two of my nephews over the holiday weekend. And, man, I wasn't amazed, but I was kind of like, man, you know, you had it like, boy, you should, you know. But anyway, if you don't know, you just don't know. So talking to the young men, they was, I believe, 18, 19, both of them. And I asked them about Jesus. We talked to them, you know, concerning some things about salvation. I asked them about salvation. And one of them said he was like he was between whether to believe that Jesus is alive or is he dead. He said, well, I don't know. He said, "Unc, but they say, you know, some people say that he faked his death." And I'm like, and I didn't squinge. I didn't give him no crazy look. I said, well, man, I said, well, the Bible tells us that Jesus died and he rose on the third. I said, you believe? Yeah. I said, you got to believe what's written in the book. I said, when you get out there, I mean, even when you're in the church, I said, get your Bible, man. Open up that Bible and see if their preacher is preaching what the word says. If he's deviating from the word, then, man, you have the right to shake your head and say, no, I don't believe that. You know, so you got to have your, you got to check out everybody. Every man has got to be proven, make sure that what he's saying is the truth. I say, you know, here it is. It's Jesus lives. He's on the right hand of the throne of the Father. I say, who do we pray to? Jesus. I say, how can a dead Jesus hear what we're saying? I say, what's the point of praying? I said, we pray to a living God. God is alive. He ain't dead. You know, so I just thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to witness to these two young men. And it just let me know that, man, we just got a work to do out there. You know, we got a work. I mean, out there in the church. And, you know, God, he raised up this prophet to tell the church where they are. The priest, the preachers, and everybody. You know, y'all headed to destruction. That's what Jeremiah was telling them. Has everybody had the chance to give now? We're going to bless this offering. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this service on this morning, God. We thank you, God, for this part of the service, the giving, Lord. God, we thank you for all those that came in, God, that brought into the storehouse. Father, we pray, God, that you will bless, God, meet every need, Father God. Spiritually first, Father God, financially, God, and whatever other need that's needed this morning, Father. We pray, God, that you will bless, Father. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about y'all this morning, but I really had church this morning. You know, God is answering my prayers. You know, I'm asking God, Lord, we hear, you know, the patriarchs and people talk about how it used to be in the old church. And like, Lord, we need to get on back and get with it then. You know, and this morning, I was blessed. I mean, man, I ain't heard no, hey, I'm like, Lord. He said, this is the house of prayer. You know I ain't the pastor, but I believe if you want to conversate that much, that go to entry for you. You know, this sanctuary is to worship God, especially when we set the time. And it's hard for some people getting up. You know, like the young baby said, you know, I ain't feel like coming either this morning. But when I get here, I want to go to work. You know, I want to go to work. So I was blessed this morning, man. I tell you, I could just stay in God's presence forever. I believe one day we're going to come in here and ain't nobody going to have to open up the book and preach. I believe we're just going to be so high in his presence, man. We're going to leave out with everything that we need, you know, because we're going to bring it to the altar. We're going to bring it to him in prayer. We're going to bring it to him in praise. And I believe God's going to meet our every need. So I enjoyed myself this morning. I thank the Lord for what he did this morning. I was blessed. If you weren't here, you missed out. Like the baby said, I didn't want to miss it. And she didn't miss it because she was in the midst of it. So praise God. I thank the Lord this morning. Thank God for my brother Keith. Seeing you again. I came in this morning. I saw somebody I thought was pastor. And I looked in there. I'm like, man, who is that guy? Brother Keith here in there holding the fort down. He in there praising God, worshiping the Lord. I said, boy, it's still in him. You know, you can't take what God give you. What's in you is in you. It's put in you. You know, if it's rooted in you, you can't snatch it out of you. I'm going to be reading out the book of Jeremiah in chapter 8. That's where I'm going to read. I'm going to try to hold your attention just for a little while today. And chapter 8, I'm going to start at the very first verse. I may skip around. But I thank the Lord for this word this morning. Yeah. Father God, I thank you once again for allowing me to stand before your people, God. Lord God, I thank you for this word, God. For this word, God, is letting us know, God, that we got to clean it up, God. We got to get right, God, before you come, Lord. Lord, you're sending us warnings, oh God, after warning, oh God. Before we get to our land, God, we having some trouble here, but God, we ain't having the trouble that we see across the seas and all these other places. So, Father God, I pray this morning, God, for every minister. I pray for every pastor, every preacher, God, every evangelist, everyone that's carrying the word, Lord, this morning and for now on, God, that you will, God, cause us, God, to turn on back to you, Lord. Turn back to your ways, oh God. Look to you, God. Face the temple once again, God, and cause us to repent, God, and get back, God, to where we're supposed to be. Father, I ask that you would just use me this morning. Bless the people, God, this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Like I said, Jeremiah was a prophet that was raised up by God from a youth. They say he was a prophet for almost maybe nearly 50 years. And he spoke somewhat, I would say, like Paul. He didn't speak like some of the other people that they soft, like, you know, a mother's love. Pastor, she can speak to you, and, you know, she have that soft voice, man, and she talking. That soft voice and that pet, man, it'll break you down and start crying. Okay, mama. But this man had a rough voice, he said. He said, the Bible said he was stern with what he had to tell you. He wasn't sugarcoating, in other words. You know, here's what God said that we must do. This is what Jeremiah was saying. He said, he's calling for the church to repent, to get back. After all of this stuff that they've gone through, they've went back, started serving these other gods, serving the gods of the sky, you know, the sun god, the moon god, the stars, and all of this sort of stuff they were going on. You know, and it displeased God, and he was angry with them. But before God started spanking him, sending his wrath, he tried to send us a warning. Let you know how he looked. Y'all off. Y'all got to get back. You know, sometimes, man, you know, you get tired of him, I ain't going to even warn him, I'm just going to spank you behind. But God is always warning us, trying to tell us where we need to be. You know, y'all going down the wrong path. So at this time, he said, at that time, said the Lord, shall they bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and other bones of the priests, and other bones of the princes and other priests, and other bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their grave, and they shall spread them before the sun, the moon, and the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be foredone upon the face of the earth. And the death shall be chosen rather than life by the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all places where I have driven them, said the Lord of hosts. Now God saying, now look, I'm going to send y'all a warning now. Now when these people come in and start getting hold of you, this is what they're going to do. They're going to dig up the graves. They're going to pull off these bodies out the grave. They're going to disrespect y'all, your kings, your priests. They're going to spread them all over before these gods that you worship, the moon, the sun, that you looked up to. He said they're going to be nothing. He said at that time, the people that's left going to wish that they were dead rather than alive. You know, sometimes we go through some stuff and we see that, I know that the people that's going through over there with this ISIS stuff that's going, I know a lot of them wish that they were dead versus going through what they're going through. And sometimes we go through a little stuff like myself. I was paining so bad. Lord, I wished that I was dead. Brother Joe wished that he was not born when he was going through all his trials. He was going through a test, but these people have turned back. They wasn't like Job. Job just had a test. But these people turn their backs on God. They start serving other gods, doing what they want to do. Jeremiah said they start building up their own cisterns, doing what they want to do, going where they want to go, not even acknowledging God. You know, sometimes we get caught up like that ourselves. You know, God said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. Sometimes we just get in the car, don't ask God to keep us, don't ask God to, should we go? Because when we left, I sure hate if God would have said, no, you can't go to Chicago. It would have bust my wife's bubble because I sure was praying. And I was checking the weather out for a week ahead of time. I said, Lord, now, this is something that I planned. She didn't know nothing about it. I said, Lord, now, should I go to Chicago or should I stay home? What do you say? And I'm coming to church doing prayer before we went. I said, Lord, you speak a word now. You know, I don't want to be going on my own now. You know, then I saw the weather. It's going to be bad, 1 to 10 inches. I'm like, Lord, should I go? Should I not? I was praying, man. I'm telling you. But sometimes we just get off into our own selves. We don't acknowledge God for nothing. I guess it's just part of us. We just jump in the car and just go. We're going to be all right. And God do take us. He's so merciful. He'll take us anyway. But we don't acknowledge. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways. And I believe he meant exactly what he said. You know, in everything that you do. There's a song that I like to sing. Say, everything that I do, I keep on leaning on the Lord. You know, everything that we do, we got to acknowledge him. Lord, should I go up here and get some firewood or should I not go? Because you can't take nothing for granted. We don't know what's lurking around the next stop sign. We don't know what's lurking around the corner for us. You know, the enemy is after us. He's trying to kill us. He ain't playing. And we're taking him lightly. We're taking him lightly. We're taking God's word lightly. But we got to acknowledge God. So these folk, they did what they wanted to do. And God told them, say, look, if y'all don't change, this is what's going to happen. They're going to dig up these graves. They're going to spread all these bones out. They're going to disrespect you. They're going to kill you. And the rest of them that's going to be alive, going to wish you were dead. And he said in verse 4, moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not turn again? He said, when then is this people of Jerusalem backslidden, slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. In other words, he said, when we fall, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, that Proverbs 24, I believe it is, that a just man falleth seven times, but he get up again. But this people here, and this sometimes we like some of the people, sometimes when we fall, we don't seem like we can get up. Sometimes we want to just wallow around in our mess. We want to have this pity party. He said, look, if you're walking, this is what he's saying in this verse. He said, if you just walking and just so happen to stumble, trip over a rock, or trip over a chair or something at home, you going to lay there? He said, look, he said, shall they fall and not arise? He said, no, they're going to jump right back up. Because I got to make my way to the bathroom. I got to make my way to the kitchen where I don't need to be. You know, that's what he's saying. He said, shall they fall and not arise? Shall they turn and not repent? See, these people fall, they act like they can't get up. See, some of the saints, when they get so down, they want somebody to have a pity party with them. Instead of somebody coming to tell them, look, you can make it, encourage them. Some folk then told them, look, I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm tired of people telling me you can make it. I'm tired of people telling me that, oh, be encouraged. God going to come soon. God going to do it. But if you can't get up, you need to check yourself. Lord, why I can't get up? What's going on? You know, the Bible said a just man falleth seven times, but he rise up again. That means he keep on falling, you keep falling. Look, get on up and keep going. If you got to stumble to where you want to go, just stumble on to your destination. But like you said, long as I stay in the race and endure to the end. I stumble to the end if I got to stumble to the end. But these folk, he said, they are a backslidden, perpetual backslidden people. They refuse fast to see. They want to stay where they are. They refuse to turn to me. They refuse to turn back to righteousness. You know, God keep telling us to repent, purge yourself. Some of these high folk, they don't want to go back. Because if they go back, they know most of these churches will have to, how we say when we retire there, we got to downsize. You know, the church is too big and all the folk are gone, so I got to keep on appeasing these folk. The tithe payers are gone because most of the tithe payers, they ain't doing right. But now you got some of the pastors too, what I'm hearing. I just listen, but, you know, the congregation is telling on them. They doing just as bad as the church. They going to places where they ought not to go. And I don't understand, how can you go and do the things that the world is doing and you come back? Can you preach a convicting word? I guess you can if you're skilled in the word, but you still do what you want to do. You know, but I don't get it. But, you know, they refuse to turn back to God. God wants us to repent and just turn back and get back on this old path. The Lord is calling for all of us, he said, to turn on back and just repent and ask God to forgive us. And he said he would do the rest. He said, I hearkened and heard, verse 6, but they spake not aright. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned his own course as a horse rushes into a battle. Yea, the stark in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle, the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Look here, he's saying. He said, I heard what they were saying. He said, but they ain't saying nothing right. They ain't speaking right. They talking about, well, tell Lord, help brother so-and-so repent. Lord, look on sister so-and-so. But what about you? You ain't asked God, what have you done? You're supposed to be saying, Lord, sometimes I get back to say, Lord, is it me? Lord, it's me standing in the prayer. Is it me that's hindering this thing? Lord, what's going on? You know, what have I done to hold up my blessing? What have I done to hold up somebody else's blessing, Lord? You know, the church ought to be blessed. I don't know about y'all. The church is supposed to be getting their healing. They're supposed to be getting their deliverance. The church is supposed to be well. But we are sick. He said these birds, he said the stork, the crane, the turtle, the swallow, these are birds. He said they know the time of their coming. they know the time of the season. They know to get out of here when winter's coming and then to come back. But my people, he said, they don't know my judgment. They don't even know God's law no more. We done been where we been so long to where we doing what we want to do. And he said, how do you say, oh, we are wise and the law is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. Now we rewriting what we want to do now. I said, we want a new King James Version. We want to skip over the King James and the new. We want a new King James Version. We want to write our own thing now, Lord. Lord, that stuff is too hard for us. Ain't nobody doing that no more, Lord. Everybody's sleeping together. The man with the man, the woman with the woman, everybody fornicating. Marriage, who want to get married? I don't want to share my possessions with nobody, you know. So we got to rewrite this thing. That's what the church is doing right now, whether y'all know it or not. You know, some of the church said, well, maybe we need to rethink this. Yes. Some of the pastors, we need to rethink this. We need to get back to the table. No, y'all need to get back to the table. You need to get back to the altar. You need to get back to the altar. You need to get back to the old landmark. You need to get back to what God said in the first place, and this thing will work out. We don't need to get back to the table because at the table ain't nothing going on but sin. You know, bigger sins. You know, the Bible tells that, look, you know, our father sinned, but your son sinned worse than your father. Now our sons are sin. It's so a shame that you got some of the older folk telling these young people just the contrary of what you're trying to put in. It's okay to live like that. You did it. I said, but that don't make it right. We did a lot of things. Our fathers did a lot of things, but that didn't make it right. So if don't nobody tell these folk what to do, then they're going to get worse than the father. Then they're going to get worse than their father. Then, I mean, where do we turn? Where's the cutoff point? When we stop sinning? When we stop patting them on the back and say, look, man, fornication is wrong, you'll go to hell. When is that going to happen? I was at work, and the testimony, I was at work, and this guy, he came to his church. He sat right there where Lonnie's sitting, him and his wife. About 2 or 3 years ago, I invited him. He said something in the midst of us. He said, all the guys, everybody play lotto. He came in late and they didn't have his $2. So they say, brother, they ain't calling him brother. They say, so-and-so, we need your $2. He's like, man, ain't nobody going to spot me today. He said, no, we've been spotting you. He said, man, I'm tired of y'all Jewing me. And everybody just stopped. And I dropped my head. I said, man. And I thought this one brother was a Jewish guy because he got the whole outlook and everything. So I said, and he said something else. I said, I mean, got my Bible. I said, I'm going to get out of here because this one get ugly. So then nobody said nothing. So I walked out to the parking lot and something inside me turned around. I came in and he looked at me. He said, and I was a little angry. I was a little angry. So I said, man, your mouth is going to get you in trouble. I mean, everybody looked up like somebody saying something. But after talking to this man, and I told him, I said, man, you don't know who you're offending in there. I said, you don't know who got Jewish in their blood. I said, I could have some in me. Fact, I do. You know, Jesus is a Jew. I said, this is your second time, man. I said, you need to quiet down. I said, your mouth going to get you in trouble, brother, and such, such, such. So late on, he called me, whining and boo-hooing. And, you know, we talked and we prayed. I found out this boy then called everybody in the department and apologized. And he said, Brother Al, he said, I thank you for being a man of God that would stand up and tell me that I was wrong. He said, all them other guys, man, I said, yeah, you probably would have been upstairs Monday morning. They probably had you on a car because this was your second time. You know, we got that code of ethics. You can't say nothing around nobody. You got to be quiet. You know, and I'm telling you, he said some crazy stuff before that. But, you know, we need people that's going to tell folk. You wrong. If you don't tell, God ain't got nobody. If he didn't have a Jeremiah to tell the people that they were wrong, who going to tell them? How are they going to know? They already got, the mind is just bad. They don't even know they're doing wrong no more. They don't even know right from wrong no more. So God got to raise up some Jeremiahs. He got to tell some folk, look, man, you wrong. That's wrong. You know, I had to tell one of my sisters, that's wrong. Yeah, but I say, well, when you get through, let me read it to you. That's wrong. You know, and a lot of times we sick. It ain't because of what we consuming. It's because of what we doing. What's coming out of us. You know, you're laying around wondering why you can't get your healing. Start checking yourself. You know, ask Lord. I mean, truly ask God to purge you and watch and see on what something come out. Because it's something all of us need to come out of us. You know, I ask him often, Lord, purge me. And when he purged me, it's, Lord, purge me a little bit at a time. Because, man, this last episode, he purged me. He really showed me what was in me. And I'm like, oh. You know, but, you know, we got to tell folk. And I know some people can tell them. It's a way you got to tell them. But some people just got to be told. Because if you don't tell them, man, they ain't going to hear you. And so I had to tell them. I said, look, you wrong. I said, you are wrong. Your mouth going to get you in trouble. And he just went down. And he listened. And he said, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore, I will give their wives unto others and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. He said, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. That's what he's talking about. These prophets, these preachers, this up here just preaching prosperity. Ain't nobody, look, we got a million folks sitting out there. Ain't nobody doing wrong. Something wrong with that. You got a huge auditorium, and they getting larger. You know, and they stretching their cords. You know, ain't nobody in there doing wrong. Something ain't right with that. The preachers are money dogs. They want more. We got some want, well, you know, say he want a jet so he can go and preach the word. I say, man, why don't you buy dinner? You know, if you want people to hear the word, they ain't got to have you over there. You know, buy an antenna and sit it over there. You know, we got a lot of filthy lucas in here. We got a lot of people that want everything. You know, they just ain't satisfied. They want to just wear down on the poor folk. Poor people barely making, you want to take their last. We got to pay for the word now. I give you, if you send $20, you'll get, but if you send 10, you'll get poor. What half the word going to do me? If all I got is $10, you going to send me half of what the Lord was telling you? Man, I don't want nothing you got to say. You keep that because I don't believe in it no way. If I got to pay for something that don't belong to you in the first place, it ain't no good for me. This is God's word, and it's for the poor. Jesus said the gospel have the poor preached to, the poor have the gospel preached to them. You know, I'm not paying for nothing. If you ain't write a book that I want to read, something that you done wrote, then I'll pay for that. But the word of God, man, I've learned quick. Click, I'm out. I ain't giving you a dime. I'm not giving you one red cent. Because we're struggling already. And God, I mean, if I give my last to these folk that know they ain't doing right, then I got to be one of those beggars. You know, Lord, you said, but can I borrow $20? You know, no, God ain't intending for us to do that. God ain't intending. God want us to tell somebody the truth. God want us to tell these women that sleep with women, that ain't right. Don't nobody want to hear the truth, though. But we understand that. I know they don't want to hear the truth because the truth hurt sometimes. Sometimes you got to hurt and move on. You know, God is a healer. He'll heal the hurt. He'll remove all of the pain. He'll take away all of that stuff from us. You know, we got to tell the folks. We can't be dealing falsely. Like he said, everybody, the prophet, the priest, everyone deal falsely, telling these folk there's peace, peace, when there's no peace. And this one prophet, Ezekiel, said that these are people that's dabbing with untempered mortar. You dab on temple mortar. I don't know about it. I know dad know. Tempered mortar, you got to have something in it to make it cure right there, solid, to hold up. We put some untempered mortar in these bricks. Would the house fall down there? Huh? Will it crumble? That's what God said. Look, if these folk are dabbing these people with untempered mortar, so when they have a test, they have a trial, they can't stand. They don't know what to do. They run and seeking this prophet over here. They run and seeking that pastor. Well, maybe I need to talk to your pastor. We got to put the truth in them. That's tempered mortar. We got to put the word of God in what thus said the Lord. We got to put some word in them, some stability in them. So when the storm comes, be facing the storm, one leg in front of the other, say, Lord, I can do this because you said it. You know, God's got a blessing for us. We can't be giving these folk false hope. And that's what they were doing, giving them false hope. And he said down here, I'm going to go over to verse 17. He said, for behold, I send serpents. No, I'm going to go to 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is fainting me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in the far country, is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger and their graven images and with their graven images and with strange vanities? He said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black, astonished. Astonishment have taken hold of me. Look, he's saying, look, where is the king that y'all said that was in the land? Where is this Jesus that said he would heal the land? You know, y'all healing the people slightly. He said, because of what you guys are doing, he said, I am astonished. He said, I'm hurt to my heart. You know, it has taken hold of me. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? That's what I come to tell the saints of God. There is balm in Gilead. There is here in St. Louis. You know, there is a healing salve in the land. Yes, it is. We have a king in the land, but we can't get no salve. We can't get that Holy Ghost neosporin until we turn back. We got to get on back to where God said we need to be. We got to get to these altars. We got to repent. We got to tell Lord, Lord, it's your way or the highway. It's your way, God, or it's no way. We got to get back. There is a bomb in Gilead. There is bomb here in the United States. That bomb is like a medicine. It's a what the old folk would call a remedy. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I got a remedy for everybody. I got a remedy for your situation. I got a remedy for your situation. Your mom and daddy ain't saved. You say, I got a remedy for that. I got a remedy for your situation. I got a remedy for your situation, Dad. I got a remedy for all y'all situations. You hurting in your arm, that's a remedy for it. That's a bomb in Gilead. That's a bomb right here in this church. God got a remedy for everything that we need. There's a remedy for your mind. There's a remedy for your heart. There's a remedy for everything. I mean, he said, ask largely. There's a remedy for this nation. If God didn't say, if we will humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, I ain't talking about revival center. I'm talking about the church. See, the head is going this way and the body want to go over that way. You know, it reminds me of this movie. That Wizard of Oz, when the monkeys came and jumped on that scarecrow, they tore the body apart. That's what the church is like. He said, your arms over there and your legs over there. He said, man, that's you everywhere. That's the church, ain't it? The church is just everywhere, dibbing and dabbing and everything. Ain't got no conscience. Don't even ask God, Lord, is this right? You know, the head said, look, you got to line up and get back with me. The body, you got to come on back together. We got to jointly fit together. We can't have a leg down here where the arm's supposed to be. Everything got to fit just right. God is not some discombobulated figure. You know, God is an orderly God. We got to get back in order. It ain't God. It's the church. That's why the church can't get healed. That's why the church don't know what to do. We got to get back. We got to repent and say, Lord, if we get back, if we turn them back, he said, I'll heal the land. So if the church get back, if we, I was riding down the street and all of a sudden this just came on the radio. 75% of the people here say they are Christians and 20% say they are none and this, that, and that. But the 75% kept with me. I say, man, that's over half. And I know we might say, well, look, everybody ain't saved. I said, but God, that ain't what you said in your word. You said, if my people which are called by my name. Now, I know the Baptist folks say they Christians. The Pentecostals say they Christian. Catholics say they Christian. The non-denomination folk, us, we say we ain't Christian. Are we called by his name? The Baptist folk called by his name? If we that are called by his name, the 75% will turn from their wicked ways, he said we heal the land. I believe God will heal this land. And I believe that whatever else is supposed to come on this land going to come. But I believe God will heal this land. Because there is a healer. There's a physician here. We got a king here. You know, the last I heard that heaven rules the earth. You know, yeah, we got a prince down here in the air. But the prince got to go to the king. Last I heard that the king ruled the land. King got to give the say-so. So this prince just running around here scaring folk, you know, beguiling people. But he don't rule nothing. He just running around here, deceiving us, leading us astray. But there is a king in the land still. We ain't got no business doing what we want to do. We ain't got no business going where we want to go. We supposed to ask the king. Like, ask the, you know, look, I got to come before the king. Lord, I got to get permission. You know, but you know, we're grown now. We don't want permission. You know, we don't. You know, my kids, look, I'm grown now. What I got to ask y'all for? I'm a grown man. I said, but man, long as I'm still alive, I'm still your daddy. You know, and I know Jesus ain't dead. So long as Jesus is still alive, I got to go and ask him. I got to humble myself. I got to stay at his feet. There is a bomb here. You know, we have a healing salve here. We got a God that will meet every need that we have, and I don't care, and I don't deviate from it. Some folk just don't like to hear it, but when they don't like to hear it, I was talking to somebody not long ago. I just kind of got up and just walked on. I don't believe all this other stuff. If it's not in the word of God, then, man, I ain't believing it. You know, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm human. I don't want the devil to persuade me, you know. But if it's not written, like they say, if you got a law, if it's not written, they can't charge. If it's not written, then it didn't happen, they told me. But it's written. It's all written right here. What we supposed to do. How we supposed to be. We supposed to be healed. You know, we supposed to be the head and not the tail. We supposed to be lending. Here we are borrowing from all of these other nations. You know, we can't get the world saved if the church is out of order. The church got to get in order. I believe that the church is the heartbeat of these nations. We are the heartbeat of the nation. If the church get right, the nation got to get right. Because God gonna line this nation up because he see that his people all right. But we ain't all right. You know, we got some work to do, but this is what God is telling us. It's time for us to repent. Get on back to the altar. I like what you did this morning, sister. We got to get to the altar. We come in this place. It should be, my kids ain't. You know, I can't say, well, what's going to be, what's going to be. No. We got to give the kind. We got to face the wall. You know, we done turned our backs away from the temple. You know, we got to face the temple once more. We got to get to this altar and face the wall and keep on crying out. Because when the man of God came and told Hezekiah that, look, this was the word from God. Right or wrong, Pastor? Get your house in order or you finna die. He could accept that what God said, but he didn't. He turned and faced the wall. We got to turn and face this wall. We got to get to this altar every time we come in here. Every time we come together, we got to get to the altar and cry out. You know, the Bible tells us that, look, over here, he said, look, we need the wailing women. Jeremiah said, call the, and don't just call the wailing, call the cunning women. Call the ones that know how to cry out. Because, look, they can reach God. You know, the little ones that don't know how to reach, look, just stand around a little while longer and just listen how these cunning women cry out. You will understand and you will get to know how to cry out to God. And when God begin to hear our cries, then God going to answer us because he going to see that we're repenting. And we ain't got to worry about our children. Go over to Jeremiah 31, and I'm going to close with this. This here really shut me up. Don't tell me we don't have no healer in this land. He's proven himself to me over and over and over. I ain't talking about just in my body. I'm talking about my finances. I'm talking about in my home. God has healed. I mean, God has been doing some healing in my house. And I ain't just talking about 30 stars. I'm talking about sisters and brothers. I mean, all of them are coming together now. They're calling each other. They're loving on one another. Nobody's talking about nobody no more. So I'm going to keep on standing at the altar until God finished this thing. And this is what he told this woman, Rachel, 31:15. I hope everybody got it. He said, thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. The Lord said this now. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel was weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted for her children because they wasn't comforted. They were going through. They were being killed, slaughtered. Ain't our kids out here being killed, slaughtered? But ain't nobody wailing, ain't nobody weeping. You know, you tell the mothers that, look, you got to get down and pray for you. Well, I do. Man, when I tell people, I say, you got to cry out. You got to show God that you have a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. God can't fix nothing that ain't broke. You got to be broke in order to be fixed. I was praying. I said, Lord, break me. You know, do what you got to do to turn me around. You know, God can't fix nothing if it ain't broke. So, I say, man, when you cry out, literally cry out. Get somewhere, if you want to cry in front of, get somewhere and cry out. Say, Lord, help me to shed some tears if I'm that hard. Some people just hard, they don't know how to cry. You know, they just tough. You know, they cool. You know, they don't want to look, it don't take all that. Well, your kids going to keep on going through. I do tell you this, I believe I ain't patting myself on the back. But I know my pastor prays for my kids. I know she prays for them because I hear her calling their names. If it had not been for prayer, I think we'd have lost a whole lot of kids. I just believe that. But I just believe hanging in there with God, believing God for his word, my kids going to be saved. Because he told me right here. He told me right here. He said, look, thus said the Lord, verse 16, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thy eyes from tears. For thy works shall be rewarded. Who's got some works out there? Who's storing up some lumber for their kids? Said the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, said the Lord, that the children shall come again to their own board. Don't tell me that God ain't going to save your kid. If he ain't going to save your kid, you just don't know he going to save him. So I'm telling you right now, he said, look, stop your crying. Stop your weeping. Pray for the church. Your kids going to return from the land of the enemy. They going to come out of sin. They going to be saved. They going to come back to where they started from, to the border. My kids started over there on diet. They sure did. They going to come back too. It don't look like, but you know what? I ain't spending all my time. Oh, God, I see. Oh, I ain't chasing them down. I'm not chasing them down. My hope, only my hope, is built on nothing less. It's Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Only his righteousness. That's what I'm standing on. He said, I dare not trust that sweetest frame. That's all of those false prophets. That's all of this stuff that feel good sermon. Lord, I ain't trusting none of that stuff. If it ain't lined up with the word of God, Lord, if I got to go through, then, Lord, you take me through, but make sure that you're with me. Moses said, look, when the Lord called him to send his people out, He said, Lord, don't send me out there if you ain't going to go. He said, first, show me your glory. Then we'll go. Show me what you can do, Lord. God showed him some things, too. I got to show us sometimes, but you know, sometimes we just got to walk and just step out there on faith. We just got to believe because Daddy said so. Daddy said, I'm going to build you a house, then Daddy's going to get you a house. Daddy said he's going to get your pool table, Daddy's going to get your pool table. God said he's going to save your children, God going to save your children. God said he's going to restore our sons and daughters, God going to restore our sons and our daughters. He's going to give back everything that the devil has taken from them. Everything, their ministries, they going to come back. You watch and see. I believe it. God going to just raise them up, and we're going to be sitting like, just like when Rhoda came and told him, Peter, hey, he at the door. We've been praying for this. We're going to keep on praying for it until we see some reality. We're going to keep praying. We're going to bombard the heavens. We're going to, look, we pass, you got some money. We're going to mess these corporates up, Jackie, y'all. We're going to mess these up. We're going to be so full of tears. They're going to know we use our altars. We're going to get back to this altar, saints of God. We're going to get back and start crying out for ministry. We're going to get back and start crying out for what we need and what God wants us to have. So there is balm. There is a healing salve in this nation. There is a, what I always label it, a Holy Ghost Neosporin. It will cure you. God got it. It's in his hand. It's in his power. He's trying to give it to us. But for some reason, we miss out. And let us check ourselves. You know, I know some people saying, well, I ain't done nothing. Well, I used to say it too, Lord. But Lord, I say, you know what, Lord? If you're telling us to repent, Lord, I repent. Pastor said one time, she went way back when she was looking, I repent for that. You know, I repent, Lord. My heart wants to turn from this stuff. My mind, Lord, I can't control my mind all the time, but Lord, you help my mind to think right. I repent for that stuff. My heart, God, you know what's in my heart, God. Lord, but just let me do this one thing. Let me brighten my tone, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Let me shut up sometime. You know, sometimes we just need to be quiet. We're easily offended. Can't nobody say nothing to you. Oh, you're just mad. You know, look, grow up. Grow up, you know. Love them when they offend you. It's all okay then, all right. God bless you. Grow up. Let's be men and women, you know. So, saints of God, know that there is balm in Gilead. Know that God is our healer. God is our deliverer. God got whatever we need if you want it. You know, I ain't going to push it on you. If you want it, it's yours for the taking. It's yours. It belongs to you. You know, he wants to give it to us. He said, my hands are stretched out wide. Though they sin against me, but I'm still here. Look, one more verse. Where are you? Yeah, God wants to do something great for us. And we just got to position ourselves to receive this greatness. Lord help. Okay, here we go. It's in Jeremiah. I love Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31, 35. He said, thus said the Lord, which give the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divide the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. He said, look, if those ordinances, if these laws depart from me, I told the sun to give light. I told the moon and the stars to give lesser light. He said, if those ordinances depart from me, said the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me. Huh? He said, thus said the Lord, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said the Lord. Huh? It ain't happened yet. Nobody know how the earth, they got movies, they got things on this national, how the earth was made. They still searching it out, but they can't. They can't measure the heaven. So if they can't do those things, God ain't going to cast us off. If the moon and the sun don't obey God, we can't be his people. But they obeying him. This morning, sun cracked the sky. Tonight, we're going to see some stars. I know y'all going to see them out here in the country. They going to obey God. So we going to be his kids. God is for us, not against us. God wants to do for us. God is not this baby daddy to where you got the government, somebody got to hunt him down and take care of his kids. I want to take care of y'all. You know, I'm trying to give it all to you. But you're turning your backs on me. You want to do things your way. Isaiah said, come on, let us reason together so we can get this thing together. We got to get it together because there's some folk out there dying. A lot of innocent folk out there dying too. So know this, that there is a bomb in Gilead. There's a bomb right here in Wentzville, saints of God. There's a bomb in this church. There's a healer in this church. God is a healer. God got what you need, Dee Dee. God got what you need, Brother Keith. God got what you need, Brother Lonnie. God got what you need, Dad. God got what you need, Clay. God got what you need, Mama. God got what you need, my pastor. God got it. God got it. He got what we need. It's in his power. So let us get on back to these altars. Let us repent and get back on that old path. He said, well, there is a good way. He said, there is a good way. In chapter 7, he said, look, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths, where there is good. Well, there is a good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. I know I need some rest for my soul. I don't know about nobody else. I know y'all Superman, Superwoman. Dad be every day. He got it going on. Got two gardens now. Man, where you drawing from, Dad? Where you getting your strength from, man? We need to do like you. Draw joy from the well of salvation. You must be drawing, Dad. You like David. You know, restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. I used to be glad about Jesus, telling everybody about him. Restore that joy to me, Lord, so I can tell my neighbors. I was riding this morning. Lord, you restore that to me so I can witness to my neighbors. I just don't want to be talking about the Cardinals and all of that stuff. Lord, open up a door so I can ease you on in there. And say, Jesus is the answer. Jesus still saves today. Jesus is still on the throne. He ain't dead. He's alive because he got up. We don't pray to no dead man. We pray to alive, a living God. So, saints of God, let us get on back. Let's look. I'll come over here and I'll vacuum. And we're going to tear these altars up. Today, I believe, was a start. Man, I enjoyed that today. I enjoyed it. God is answering my prayer. We need to get on here. Some stuff need to be broken. Chains need to fall off. You know, stuff need to just line up with the word. I mean, hey, come on, Lord. Hey, I'm done. Let us know that there is healing in God's hand. He's still a healer. If you don't believe it, try him out. Just try him out. Ones we ain't seen get up and testify, I believe you're going to get up and testify if you try. If you try, I get up with you. Sure will. And I like to come up here where I can make some, I'm a noisy person. I like to make some noise. You know, I love it. You know, I sure will. So if anybody need prayer, we'll pray with you, pray for you, stand with you. We'll come against that devil. We'll come against that kingdom of darkness. Because we know that the devil will lie. If not, I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor. Nobody? Everybody looking down, so I ain't gonna force feed you. I know when to say when.
We want to thank the Lord for the word of God. Let's give the Lord a big cup offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come in, I told Al, I said, I got to go over to the other side for a while. Because when you're over there, can't nobody hear you over here. You can holler loud as you want to over there. Crowd loud as you want to, nobody can hear you. And I feel that the Lord said, turn around. When he said, go back into the house of God. He said, I'm going to bless you today. I'm going to show you some things. And he has blessed me today. He has really blessed me. The service blessed me. All of y'all blessed me. And I see the hunger. Hallelujah. But we have to do. We have to just put down what we think and, you know, wear you some different clothes or whatever you have to do. Because I know it was God speaking to us today. And we ain't going to say next Sunday. We're going to do it today. We're going to come to this altar today and ask God to help us also. Come on. Come on. Come on. And the Lord, Dale, you remember when we was down there in Olive Street and we put chairs across the front. Remember?